Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on film noir. Film noir, a genre notoriously slippery to define, but easy to know when you see it, with its long shadows and moral ambiguities, cockeyed camera angles and snappy repartee, isolation and innuendo. It's a genre where a pair of gams is an invitation to the gallows, where a man's best friend, and sometimes his worst enemy, is his Colt 38, where only cigarettes and bourbon can ease the pain. We've an hour of gritty cities, as captured in classic noir film scores. Let's begin with San Francisco and The Big Sleep, the 1946 film directed by Howard Hawks, based on the hard-boiled fiction of Raymond Chandler. Humphrey Bogart stars as private investigator Philip Marlowe, who is hired by a wealthy, elderly father of a wild young woman who becomes the object of multiple blackmail attempts. Elements of the labyrinthine plot were a mystery even to the author, who tended, in classic noir fashion, to emphasize atmosphere and character, with plot being almost a secondary consideration. The noir is up front and central in its very title, The Big Sleep, an obvious euphemism for death. Here's the National Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Charles Gerhardt, in this music of Max Steiner. music from the 1946 film The Big Sleep. The score was by Max Steiner. We've heard the National Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Charles Gerhard. Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall offered memorable support by Dorothy Malone and Elijah Cook Jr. Raymond Chandler's book was adapted again in 1978, with another film noir icon, Robert Mitchum, as Philip Marlowe. In the 1960s and 70s, the first wave of neo-noir hit, with films like Point Blank and Get Carter. One of the finest of these was Roman Polanski's Chinatown from 1974. Actually set a few years earlier than that of the classic noir pictures, it tells the tale of Depression-era Private Dick, J.J. Gittes, who takes on a seemingly routine case that begins to spiral out of control. When producer Robert Evans rejected Philip Lambrow's original score, Jerry Goldsmith stepped in as a last-minute replacement. The composer was hired with the understanding that he had only 10 days to write and record new music. For his effort, Goldsmith received an Academy Award nomination. This time, Los Angeles is the setting. Here's Jerry Goldsmith's music for Chinatown.
Thank you.
some of Jerry Goldsmith's haunting music for Chinatown, the 1974 Roman Polanski classic, Jack Nicholson as private investigator J.J. Gittes in this film, which also starred Faye Dunaway and John Huston. The latter an interesting bit of casting, since Huston was the director of such proto-noir classics as The Maltese Falcon and The Asphalt Jungle. It's film noir in the gritty city this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. The Coen brothers clearly love noir, from their first feature, Blood Simple, to their Academy Award winners, Fargo and No Country for Old Men, to their absurdly entertaining reimagining of The Big Sleep, The Big Lebowski. Miller's Crossing, from 1990, is one of the more underappreciated of these. The film, set against the backdrop of a power struggle between Irish and Italian mob bosses, follows the well-worn device of an anti-hero playing two sides off one another until he's the last one standing. Shades of Dashiell Hammett's Red Harvest, with a healthy dose of The Glass Key thrown in for good measure. The city this time is unspecified, though the film was shot in New Orleans. The Irish-inflected score is by the Coens' regular composer, Carter Burwell. Music from the 1990 film Miller's Crossing. Despite at least one nightmarish sequence, a comparatively light-hearted, or at least tongue-in-cheek, take on the film noir and gangster genres. The score was by Carter Burwell. Before he became stereotyped as a composer for epic films like Ben-Hur, King of Kings, and El Cid, Miklos Rozsa was the king of noir, providing scores for noir classics such as Double Indemnity and The Strangelove of Martha Ivers. We have next a suite assembled from three such projects. First, Brute Force from 1947, a hard-hitting prison drama starring Burt Lancaster as a desperate inmate and a contemptible Hume Cronin as a sadistic guard. We hear Prelude to Murder, Notturno, and Scherzo. Then from The Killers from 1946, also starring Lancaster, this time as a marked boxer, we hear Despair. And finally, from The Naked City from 1948, with Barry Fitzgerald leading a police investigation into the murder of a young model in New York, we hear Pursuit and Epilogue, The Song of a City. Here's the suite Background to Violence. Miklos Rozsa conducting the Frankenland Symphony Orchestra in three of his noir classics.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the sweet background to violence, an assemblage of some of Miklos Rozsa's classic noir scores, with music from Brute Force, The Killers, and The Naked City, the composer conducting the Frankenland Symphony Orchestra. And with that music by Miklos Rozsa, we come to the conclusion of this week's program, an hour of film noir in the gritty city. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.